And so, like, to be blessed, I'm super, super blessed to be able to be on here and to have fellowship, to be excited for what God is directing and leading us. So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I'm super blessed just how God continues to encourage us greatly as we, look only to Him, as we're, strong in our faith. Because it's a good thing. It's a good thing to be strong and to be consistent in what we're doing. For me, like getting up, going to work, it's the same routine, but the consistency is good. Like working out, you have to be consistent in working out. If you want to have a fit body or to be fit in strength, then you have to put forth that diligent effort. And in everything we do, we want to put a diligent effort towards our God, to the one who has blessed us with life, one that has blessed us with a wonderful family of God, to really be strong in our walk. Because I'm not with you, you're not with me, but we are with God. And so, as we look only to Him, He is able to meet our every need, that be physical, emotional. God is the one that will meet that, but it takes your decision. And it's like the woman with the issue of blood, it took her decision, which took all her money at the beginning, but she didn't give up. And then Jesus came and she said, oh, if I just touch the hem of his garment, then I'll be made whole. So she made the faith of moving and acting upon her faith, which therefore she manifested that wonderful healing, which the power just came out of Jesus Christ. So again, let our request be made known unto God, and really walk it out in your life and living by declaring from your mouth what God has done, and to give him praise, to give him glory. So like whatever your desire or whatever you're believing for, you proclaim it as you already received it. And so you're giving God thanks, glory in that. And so, that's just kind of how, I'm like, God has had me do it. The things that we're believing for, like, God, thank you, it's already done. And very, very thankful. And I don't need to worry. And God really is again proving himself. And I, like, it's in my heart strongly to encourage you to continue to let your request be made known. Like, you have full access to go before the throne room of grace, and you can let your request be made known. And we don't need to be shy, withheld from God. We can really be bold, and we can really say it from our mouth. And then we say what we want, not what we see. Say what we want, and we're saying what we want because it's what God wants. And what's God's desire? God's desire for us is to be blessed, is to have a prosperous life, good health. This is God's desire for us. And so we need to get onto this wavelength of, this is God's desire for me. So this is what I am now. Because of Christ, I am blessed. I am fulfilled. Like, I have all things pertaining unto life and godliness. So everything is within us. And so when we take it to God, like, we're able, like, God has fully enabled us to walk by the Spirit of God. And it just takes the flip of the mind. And so when we have our minds on the things of Christ and on the things of God, we will speak that way. We will, act that way and do those things. And so again, like, I'm really thankful to God because, he's keeping me hot. Like, he's opening doors for me to share and to love people with the love of God. Not with Danny's love, not with the knowledge that I have, but with the love of God. And to really be ready to serve, because the greatest server is the greatest leader. And so we want to be there to serve and to esteem others higher than ourselves, because when you're strong with God, you can help others. And I've always kind of known this through my life and living. Like, when I wasn't strong, I couldn't help people. Yeah, I could. I said I believe in God and I look to God, but I wasn't interested in them. I had my own things to deal with, you know, my own issues, my own problems. So the like, I don't know if someone said it earlier. So like, the focus kind of comes on yourself, and so like, that's not being led of the spirit. So that's another good sign, and it's okay. Like, if it's always about you, then maybe you need to take that focus off of you, because like, God has blessed us and given us everything through Christ. And sometimes that will help us when we take the focus off ourselves, and to put it on God, or to put it on a believer, you know. And this is good. This is not bad. And this is what we want to, these are the practices we want to be doing, you know, because everything we do is wanting to be led of God. And so when you're moved with your carnal, it kicks against the pricks, in a sense. It's kicking against the will of God in that way, because your flesh is, you're allowing your flesh. That's why it's a disciplined state of, you know, casting every imagination down. I know I've heard Van use it a few times. Cast, see, that is a practice, and you know, sometimes it is hard, but the more you do it, the more you're consistent, and you catch those thoughts which are going against the knowledge of God, and you start casting them down, you're going to be stronger in it. It's like, again, push-ups. Like, God put it in my heart to do 100 push-ups Monday to Friday. So like, when I began this, it was very hard. I could only do up to like 50, 60, but now I can do 100. That took me like a week. And now I'm doing 100 every day, which I've been doing consistently for the last couple of months, and different variation. That's what just God put in my heart to do. But again, it's teaching me in the physical aspect to also see it spiritually. And so it takes an effort, it takes a doing. You know, it's not that we're doing things to be saved by works, because we're saved by grace, but it's not that we just do nothing. Oh, well, this by grace, brother. No, you need to stop and turn away from those things which are unfruitful in your life. You know, that's what a branch, a plant does. You know, you prune that, you know, fruit or leaf that's not, you know, which is not producing anything, which is taking more energy, if anything, and you snip it away, which will then increase the plant to really blossom, really grow. And it's the same with us in our physical and spiritual walk. So it's like understanding, which for me, I kind of struggled at the beginning, was like, I think I always used to try to perfect Danny. And I really understand this. You know, we're not perfecting the old man. The old man is dead, and we're just walking into that newness of life. It's just there. How do I communicate it? It's just very, very simple. And when you begin to speak forth these words from your mouth, from the heart, this is why everything we do is diligently unto God with heart and service. Because if it's not there, then you're just fooling yourself. You're going to miss out on the blessing. And I see that through my own walk, and just, you know, looking back on things. And you know, I really go to God in this, because I want to be the best, you know, the best person that God has called me to be. So I know there's things that I may need to do. Sometimes there may be things I'm not wanting to do, but it's going to benefit me, it's going to bless me. So by putting forth that diligent effort, like God says, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So like, there's great reward in seeking in a relationship with God. Like, for me, I cannot not pray every day. Like, that's just the natural thing in me, which is, it's just kind of what, you know, is a big part of my life throughout the day, even all day sometimes. Like, depends how busy I am, but it is there, like that knowing. And I don't know, I can't really explain it, but it's just there. And so like, again, it shows you that God has a great, mighty calling for each and every one of us. And it's really looking to God to highlight and to give you that revelation of that. Because once you see it, you know, that's what you're running towards, you know. We've received this new nature. Now we need to run in it. We need to walk in it. you know, to uphold ourselves, which can also be a difficult thing. But, you know, with God, as what's been shared tonight, nothing is impossible. And we got the Spirit of God in us, which is working in us. And when we got that mind switched on to Christ, I'm telling you, there's no stopping it. Like, God is working in us, and is believing that with all your heart. And knowing that, you know, it's not just God in the sky and you on earth. It's God in Christ in you, for you to get up off your ass, to take that step out of the boat, to say from your mouth, to believe in your heart, and not be unmoved in that. Not staggering at the promise of God, not staggering at what God has said, because there's another opposition which is saying different. We have to stand firm and strong in the foundation, which is Christ Jesus. And that's where we see the miracles. That's where we see feathers ruffled in the spiritual world. Because again, our fight is not against flesh and blood. It is principalities and powers of darkness and rulers of the air, which are all under Christ's feet. So if you haven't got Christ, you're being ruled over. And it's the same as a spiritual person and a carnal person. For me right now, I'm spiritually hot, but if I turn to the carnal, I will be a carnal person. And I will not see things spiritually. I won't be able to judge with the right judgment. Because when you're walking by the Spirit, you can do these things. All these things are made possible. Like, you can really see with God's perspective, eye, and love. And, you know, we've all experienced it. And we can keep it there at all times. If you kind of know what I'm talking about. I feel like I do. I feel like God is energizing this in me. Because we are all able. And it's just being consistent in what's really being shared. You know, like the honoring God. That is massive to your success with your walk with God. And it's between you and God. Like, God sees the heart, our heart behind our money. He sees that. So, like, there's no hiding. Like the speaking in tongues, there's no manufacturing. So there's no excuse for you not to do it. You know, well, I'm not manufacturing it because I didn't feel like it. We got to stop being moved by our feelings and be moved by the feelings of the Holy Spirit. The mighty, the peace, the love, the joy. That's from God, and that's what we want to walk in and live in and not be so easily offended when things come up. Why are we being so easily offended? It's okay. Like, they don't understand like we understand. We need to walk in love, and we need to have a bit of compassion, and we also need to speak the truth in love, because that will set people free. Not beat around the bush. Beating around the bush gets no one anywhere. You know, little white lies get you nowhere. You've got to be bold. You've got to say it how it is, because that's, you know, like my mum always says, there's no grey areas, black or white. You know, so let's not kick around the bush. Let's let our light shine so bright. Let's not hide it under the bushel. Just basically what I said, we don't want to be doing that. Beating around the bush, hiding our light under the bushel, hiding it from others. Oh, they can't have my light because we need it for us. No, we need to let it shine bright. Let's stop being thinking about us and what, you know, our earthly essential needs. Like, God has already taken care of that. The birds don't worry, right? Are we better than the birds? Let's think about the kingdom of God and walking by the Spirit and having all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, because that's the truth of it. People are lost, man. People are wandered with all kinds of weird doctrine and, you know, no truth or substance to where they're going in life. And that only comes from God in Christ Jesus. Full fulfillment comes from them. And without them, there is no full fulfillment. That's why many rich and billionaires, they're not fulfilled. Because only Christ can fulfill that. Because it's greater to what we see. It's much greater to what we're just seeing here on earth. And what may be presented to us is far past that. And, you know, when we're walking by the Spirit, God will reveal. God will show. Like, you will just know. And, like, this way is a great way. Like, it really is Happyville. And there is a way. There is a way. There's a way that seems right, and there's Jesus Christ's way, and, you know, which road we heading towards. Is it the right one or the wrong one? You know, and it's up to us to really make that decision. Keep in the lane where God has kept you, and be bold, you know, because if you're blessed in life, then pass that blessing on. But if you're still working on yourself, guess what? That's great, because I feel like I'm always working on myself, but is understanding that we are as he is. And so is believing that more, you know, because it's so easy to, well, I've done this, I've done that, I'm, you know, I'm never going to be perfect. Like, really, those words, because you're just trying to be real with yourself, is like, it, that held me back for many years. Well, I'm human, you know, we've all got the bit of carnal in us, haven't we? It's just my carnal coming out. We got to reckon that stuff dead, man. And like, again, it's stated in the scriptures, Romans 5, 6, 7, look at it, you know, it is very, very simple. And so, like, again, now you said it about Van, you know, keeping things very, very simple. I'm a very simple guy. Like, I'm not so smart, I'm not so technical. I just like to say things as it is, because, you know, like, that's just the way I am. I'm not a very intelligent guy, I should speak, but in the sense of, I'm very streetwise in that sense. And I'm very on spiritually wise now. So, like, you know, it's all praise and glory to God. And I'm just so thankful. And again, just keep praying for the laborers. That's my encouragement, really. And that's pretty much what's on my heart, guys. So, yeah, love you and God bless.
God bless you all.